This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi listeners, this is Brent Sutton. Welcome to Season 4 and the 91st episode of the Practice of Learning Teams podcast show. On today's podcast, I'm joined by Jeff Doubto, a workplace learning and performance improvement professional based in the Portland, Oregon metropolitan area. His interest in learning and development include learning organisations, has led him to be interested in the new view of safety, and he sees himself as a fellow traveller of sorts. He has curated a collection of books in the New View space. In 2021, many safety practitioners contributed to a guide called The New Safety Guide that was compiled and edited by Jeff. In 2022, Jeff pulled together another amazing band of contributors to create a follow-up called The Success Stories Guide. The 2021 New Safety Guide was intended to introduce people to what's sometimes called the newer view of safety, including such things as human and organisational performance, safety differently, safety too, human performance improvement, and resilience engineering. The 2022 Success Stories Guide was intended to provide an opportunity for people to tell real stories of real performance improvements they help implement at real workplaces. Why? Because storytelling is a great way to learn, and because we can all draw inspiration and lessons from the stories of successes that others share. So please sit back and enjoy this multi-part series with myself and Jeff Doubto. Welcome to our little bizarre thing that we do. And, you know, I have to say that, you know, you've done some amazing work in, you know, getting people together to tell their stories and to put it in some sort of format that's readable by others. So thank you for that.
But yeah, well, thank you to them, you know. But those were fun projects to contribute on.
Yeah. So what was it like herding cats?
Never the worst part of my work day.
And do you think in terms of that thirst for knowing, are you seeing a shift with Hopin Learning Teams? Do you see the shift becoming more mainstream from what it was?
I don't think I'm the most authoritative source in this question, but my answer would be yes. Both, I don't know when I became aware of HOP and learning teams, 10 or 12 years ago or something like that. I'm not really sure. But like, it was obscure and anathema at that point. Mm-hmm. And that went away. Even if, you know, there are still people who are strongly opposed to it now. And then my sense is, 5 years ago and again 2 or 3 years ago, it really popped up. And occasionally, like, I'll be talking to someone who's, I'm not in the business, you know, but occasionally I'll be talking to somebody in the business, like maybe an unknown person in Australia who does safety differently. And they'll say, like, to your herding cats point, oh, sorry, it took me so long. Now that safety differently has totally exploded, I'm so busy, you know? So I hear that kind of comment. Parenthetically, I feel like I see there's more interest in it. I mean, there was only one book on the topic,
yeah,
you know, or two books by one author, from 2012 and 2016 until 2020. And then, yep, this book and that one by Bob Edwards, yep, and Andy Baker came out. I mean, To my knowledge, those are the only books, and so that like tripled the number of literature on the topic, right? So I would say, which I don't think was an accident. So I would say yes.
No, that was the price I had to pay to join the club with Todd. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like there's a couple of other new books, like the Sam Goodman as well. Maybe if that's not specific to learning teams. But yeah, it seems to be more interest. I don't know that I'm the most wired in on the topic, but I would say yes.
Well, look, I think, I mean, what I'm seeing in my world is a shift from people wanting to know the what and the why to really wanting to focus on the how and the when. So how to operationalize these things that we talk about.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And, you know, I think to a degree, the first of the big kind of comprehensive guides I made with a bunch of collaborators was a what thing.
Yeah.
And the second one was telling stories about how, and that was the point. And I think that's true as well. And I had conversations about along those lines with Jeff Lith, like, I don't know, 2 years ago before I created that second guide. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, I think like everything, you know, these things evolve. I've got a number of clients that we support who will not say that they're on a journey or transformation of Hop and Learning Teams. They're simply applying the principles of Hop and Learning Teams around operational excellence.
I think that's fine. You know, like I actually don't think that Hop Learning Teams are 100% unique. I kind of admire Karsten Busch sometimes when he says, like, these aren't going to solve all your problems.
No.
And I admire Brent Robinson's sections of your books. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an awful lot like Kaizen or a Kaizen event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you would know him or not. I have a local buddy here, kind of a guy who was pivotal, played a role in my opening to things like, I don't think he even considers himself a hopper. I think he considers himself an HPI-er, but okay. His name is Joe Estee.
And, okay. Know the name. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. He's with that new place, the new organization down in Colorado, Community of Human and Organizational Learning, I think they call themselves.
That's right.
Yeah. But, so I forgot what I was actually saying. I apologize, but, yeah, it's really not new, I think was the point I'm trying to make, right?
Yeah. Look, I think, like, I was talking to someone this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Joe says is, don't bring this in as a safety thing. That's what he says.
Yeah. Look, the guys I was talking to this morning, it's really interesting. I was talking with their safety guys, and they gave our book to their lean guys, and the lean guys said, holy moly, this is continuous improvement.
Yeah.
And they said, and it's not blowing smoke up our ass because we don't, you know, it's not what we're after, but the lean guy said it was one of the best things they've ever read that helped them in framing up a mechanism of continuous improvement through worker engagement.
Yeah. It's I think it's a good, frankly, I think a lot of times, for rightly or wrongly, safety often has like a bad sense around it.
Yeah.
Coming in with like saying like, let's create a new safety program doesn't feel like you're going to create some kind of like operational changes, which is what I think Hop is all about and what learning teams is all about. Yeah. You can create some safety improvements, of course, but you can create other improvements. Your book makes that point as well, obviously, but yeah, it's so close to lean. It's so close to continuous improvement, or you know, they're kissing cousins. And, you know, like there are at least two different ways in which people talk about HPI. Mm-hmm. One is what my friend Joe Estee would talk about, which is a more safety slanted HPI. And another is what like somebody like Gary Rumler or Thomas Gilbert would talk about, with, you know, more of the L&D aspect. But it's still all about performance improvement. So that part of it is interesting, and I think there's benefits to not having it siloed as a safety effort.
Look, I mean, once again, what I've seen is where organizations, they start in that safety space, but very quickly they see the operational excellence value of it. And what I see is really interesting, Jeff, is that whilst it's hard for them to measure the safety improvement or the safety change, it's really easy to measure the operational excellence change.
Welcome to Safety Differently Merchandise, the premium sponsor for the Practice of Learning Teams podcast show. Our curated lines of inspirational clothing, headwear, cups, stationery, and more at Safety Differently Merchandise is befitting of your Safety Differently journey. I am Arthur Taylor, Chief Designer. I have spent decades on Savile Row, and honored to bring my talents for all fine purveyors and devotees of HOP, Learning Teams, Safety Differently, Safety 2, and the New View. Please visit the store and purchase our fine goods at safetydifferentlymerch.com. And now, back to the show.